We start this evening with arts news from Alan Carr. And just one more sleep left before Culture Night, Alan.
Indeed, it kicks off all over Ireland tomorrow night. And Arena will stage a 3-hour special broadcast live from Meeting House Square in Dublin's Temple Bar from 7 p.m. Your good self, Sean, and John Kelly of The Works and RT Lyric FM will present a mix of interviews, music, drama and comedy, along with accompaniment from the RT Concert Orchestra and the RT Contempo Quartet. There's also music from doubler John Sheehan, the excellent duo We Cut Corners, readings from Kieran Hines, Barry McGovern and John Banville, and comedy from Après Match's Gary Cook. It's all very much happening in Kilkenny too. Here's some of my personal picks. A pop-up museum at the Heritage Council office called Medieval Kilkenny will feature a sandpit excavation where you can chat to archaeologists, handle artefacts, enjoy medieval plays by the Barnells and see the cartoon saloon artists on site interpreting our archaeological stories. All this while you munch on a medieval pie. And over in Kilkenny's Roller Coaster Records, yes, a record shop, electronica indie band the Holy Roman Army will perform in Limerick, the city of culture itself. There's a reed cutting, thatching and iron working exhibition at Mungrat College from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and City Hall will be throwing open its doors for Culture Night to welcome the public to the Limerick Museum and Archive showcase of images from 1970s from Limerick with love. Then there's Welcome to the Neighbourhood. Limerick printmakers invite you to join their printmaking party in their new home at 3 John Square from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now that's just a very small taster of an incredible array of events tomorrow night, Sean. So go to culturenight.ie for full details of what's happening in your area.
The Scottish independence referendum has led to a surge in sales of Braveheart.
Well, the polls close in just under 3 hours and it appears that quite a lot of our friends in Scotland will be settling down this evening to watch for the umpteenth time, I'd say, Mel Gibson's brilliant epic about Scotland's warrior patriot William Wallace. Braveheart has rocketed up the Amazon DVD charts, rising from 1,074th place to 455th place in the past few days. It's a great movie, so whichever way it goes, and it's going to be close, laddie, they're guaranteed a good night.
And finally then, Alan, the US country music star George Hamilton IV has died at the age of 77.
He suffered a major heart attack at the weekend and died in Nashville earlier today. The singer, who was a frequent visitor to Ireland, was born in North Carolina and began performing in the 1950s and had 40 hits throughout the 1960s and 70s. George enjoyed success with A Rose and a Baby Ruth and Abilene and toured with Buddy Holly and the Everly Brothers. In the 1980s, he joined American Christian evangelist Billy Graham at rallies around the world as a guest singer, and he was also the first country star to perform in the former Soviet Union. And interestingly, given the day that's in it, Sean, in 2004 he released an album of songs called Hamilton's Other Country that paid tribute to his second heart home of Scotland. Let's end with a clip of Mr. Hamilton singing his song Abilene.
The voice of George Hamilton IV, who died at the age of 77.
Arena.
Thank you very much to Alan Carr, and more on RT10, the entertainment network. It's entertaining as well, of course.